And it's a blessing. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. I love that. I can read that verse all day. But verse 3 says, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Now, when Jesus came, everybody expected him to do what the Pharisees were doing. The Pharisees were satanic. The Sadducees were satanic. And within a group, there's a few that may have ears to hear God, but they had become satanic. And nobody could tell. Jesus went around doing the real works of God, healing the sick, raising the dead, teaching people the Beatitudes, how to live the heart of God. And it exposed the evil as it really is. Now, if you do these things, you're going to ruffle feathers, because some people are not growing. They stopped growing a long time ago. But they're still preaching good because God is good. They'll yield to God in the pulpit and preach a good message. And it's wonderful. I love it. But that don't mean that they yield to him personally. And I'm not accusing people. This is just what the Holy Spirit has brought to me. Now, years ago, the Lord wanted to correct some things. Only he could do it. He didn't tell me to correct it. He told me to tell his people to follow him. And then, just like verse 2, he would have, as they came to a point that they yielded to God, these seven manifestations would have guided them in the perfect truth. And they would have helped the people grow properly. In other words, if the pastors wouldn't do it, the people were not going to do it. Most people died that way, the way that they were. And I believe they were in covenant, but God couldn't rest on those churches. And they thought they were judging by the standards of man. By the standards of man, they looked wonderful. I didn't even see a problem. But yet that was a problem. Did you know if they would have followed God, God would have given them the knowledge of revival. He would have given them revival knowledge. This kind of revival is from the heart. It's not just a tent revival that people get miracles and that was done. They got us started. Even the Azusa Street, you know, what happened on Azusa Street should have continued. But guess what turned it off? People. And they went back to their Pentecostal ways. Doing things their own way. When this revival was started, he was fully yielded to the Holy Spirit. That's what people were supposed to get. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they failed. They failed. They failed to totally yield to the Holy Spirit. Everybody in that revival should have taken the responsibility. No matter what happened, should have taken the responsibility and continued with the way of the Holy Spirit. But people are people, and they do what people will do. And it spread around the world, but people, you can't stay in the baby stage. You got to grow in the things of God. We all share that responsibility. And the Lord showed me way back then. He said, it's better if these pastors will follow me now. If they don't, and he knew they wasn't going to do it, but God believes in us. If they choose not to do this, he said, then I'm going to have to raise up a new tribe. He's just like he raised up Nebuchadnezzar to judge Baal worship. He said, I'm going to have to raise up Nebuchadnezzar. All right, that's where you come in. And the Lord told me this morning, he said, many people are about to suffer loss because of the things that's coming upon the world. They're not ready for people that don't have his word in their heart. Like I just read in verse 2, they don't have the relationship with the Lord like they should. They are indoctrinated, you know, they're basically indoctrinated, and a lot of their sins remain because they don't deal. There's weeds growing out there, and they're not dealing with it. And then when the Lord tells them to do something, they got interference from the weeds that's growing, the leaven of their love for the world. If I keep cutting my grass, you'll never see the weeds pop up. But they're out there. But if I wait 3 weeks, I can go pull them up from the roots. Then I have to keep them from going to seed, and the grass will take over. Now that takes work. So in life, I continually hear the word of God because I live around weeds. When you look around in life, people are doing what they do. You watch television, people are doing what the will of man. You have to be selective in what you watch. And even the commercials are dirty. So I got to have enough word in my heart to drive those things back and keep it back. As I grow, I have to receive enough word to fight as I grow. I'm not just learning. It would be easy if I could just receive the word and didn't have to fight and do combat. But I speak the word so that I can hate the things of darkness. And we overcome the law. We fulfill the law by operating according to the love of God. Because there's no law against love. You can't love a person and lust after them. You can't love a person and hate them. You can't, you know, I can honestly say that I can see women, if they're young as daughters, and if my age as sisters, you know, and no matter what they're wearing and trying to be, I can see them as a person there, and I love their soul. And the temptation's just not there like it was. And, it, you know, no matter what I see, is there's no temptation. That's how I wanted it. And I prayed for that. You can take the word of God and drive Satan back. And a lot of people don't believe it because they won't do it. But see, when you do the word of God, you learn the word of God. And people don't have the word of God in that order in their life. So when the war starts and people start seeing things and demonic manifestations, they're not going to know what to do. So those who have ears to hear, please yield to the Holy Spirit. Understand that the pastors, the people that love the churches they go to, they're going to stick to their pastors. So warn people about these things so that they'll take responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility to take on holy, to grow up. The Azusa Street revival should not have ended. We talk about it, but it ended because what Seymour did, he yielded to the Lord continually, and he lived in the present. I saw the videos. He yielded to the Lord continually, and he prayed, and he gave words of knowledge, he operated in the gift God gave him, and people just kept coming, and they kept getting blessed. Until Pentecostals came and shut it down. The thoughts of man is powerful. You can't bring something like that down to your level. You have to go up to the... When you see a new move of God, you got to come up. You don't bring it down to your level. And this didn't happen in one day, but over time it stopped. He was going to die anyway, but if people would have continued to do what was done, this is the thing. They wouldn't have just done what he did. They would have mounted up beyond him. Any pastor that's doing his job, the people are learning and growing and learning. They're not stupid anymore. I heard one pastor say, I don't want people giving me a word Now he'll receive a word. Now this is just, he was, you know, he would receive a word from other men of God that he knew, but you mean to tell me the people that's been listening to you for the last 20 years are stupid? That don't make sense. See, the things that took me 20, 30 years, I talked to my cousin and I talked to him about things. It took me 30 years to learn. But I could relate, I could talk to it in a few minutes. If anybody you dialogue like that with, and they're hearing your sermons, listening to your tapes and CDs, they're not stupid anymore. But if you treat people like, that's like the parents that try to keep their children, they're dependent on their children's dependency. People grow and they become able to do greater things. And sometimes leadership don't see it that way. If you spend time in the Lord's presence, you're going to grow. And you don't know how much you've grown till you're put in a situation where people are looking to you. And good pastors do that job. This was a good pastor. I know who he is. I was blessed by him. But the thing is, people can get a concept that's of Satan and it can mess up everything. I say, Lord, use who you will. I'm just listening. And God's going to, he'll cause people to say what I need. And I don't care who he uses. I don't look down on God, on Jesus' blood. Because that, you know, people can, that just, they may not have, who has everything right? I still have to ask for wisdom myself. But when it comes to what the Lord can teach you and show you, that's priceless. And that comes, and he reveals it to us. He introduces it in our realm through people that love him. You don't have to have everything in order to give a word that can save a man's life. If God can use a man that won't clean up his own act, because many are going to come to Jesus saying, Lord, I preached in your name. I raised the dead. I healed the sick. He's going to say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. And that's real. And he didn't say a few people. He said many. And how many churches can the Holy Spirit rest on like he want? It's every now and then. Why not every time? Why not all the time? What's the problem? Who's seeking God about the problem? Now I have to deal with what he shared with me. Because he loves us and he cares about us. But you got to take responsibility as if everybody were not. And you got to teach others to do the same. Because, when things ramp up, and the war starts and the things of darkness manifest and the pressure's on. See, we're entering the tribulation period. So things are not going to be like they were. We already got the attack of COVID. And there are other things that's going to happen. But Jesus keep telling me, many of my people, they're not going to make it because they don't have his word in their heart. They're like the five foolish virgins. He told us this in Matthew 25. Half of the people had oil in their lamps and half didn't. And he gave us 10. Perry Stone did a good job about the reason it was 10. I got to finish listening to that broadcast. See, God raised up people that love him and seek him and they get answers. Now, you have to consider these things. And you have to grow according to his love. You can't allow any form of darkness it's going to trouble you. It's going to interfere with how you desire God. See, when the seeds of leaven, when they grow and they manifest and you don't do anything, it's going to interfere with how you love God. It's going to interfere with how you see God. It's going to do damage to your appetite for God. You got to take control of your appetite. You got to speak God's word and love him. you got to repent when you have to. And sometimes with repentance, you got to learn some things. You got to go back to the scriptures and learn what it is that you missed out on. And then the great men of God that we love, they set a strong pace because they were in the flow of the Holy Spirit, like I'm talking about. But guess what? Even in that, they did remarkable things that's great to men, but there were still things that they didn't know. And I say that because as I got in God's presence, I saw better ways of doing what they were doing. See, when Isaiah was in the vision with the other prophets in chapter 6, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live around people with unclean lips. He had the comparison because he was in the presence of God. So Christians that never go in the presence of God, they don't have a comparison. And if you say something like that, well, you'll say, well, you just arrogant. Well, no, I've been in the presence of God, and it's better than the best of man's doings. And I've grown. I'm still standing on their shoulders because they bless me. But what I learned in the prayer room with God face to face is better. It's an agreement, but it's better. And when people don't go in God's in the prayer room, they erase that out of their schedule, and they don't spend time with the Father themselves, they're looking at how God is using them. See, the anointing gives you the definition of the anointing. It's a sanction that gives a man or woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. All right, you got God's ability over here, but over here you got defeat. But you got God's. Anytime the anointing was on Samson, he could do what he couldn't do. But the enemy shut him down with his weak link, Delilah. He gave in to women, but he could kill thousands of people, but he gave in to a woman. When he finally realized his error, being blind, he did one act that killed more Philistines and brought the balance back. He brought balance back to Israel. He killed 3,000 Philistines that came to see them make sport of him. Now, they were a threat because Israel couldn't make swords. They had to go buy farming tools from the Philistines, and they couldn't fight. The enemy was encroaching because they got in idolatry. And that's what happens when you get in idolatry. The weeds grow up and they produce more weeds. But he killed 3,000, and many of them were soldiers, and it brought balance back to Israel. Now, you have to consider these things. Just because you're anointed don't mean anything. You can be anointed, used of God. If the word is not in your heart, when the things come up and you make, people are going to be forced to take the mark of the beast in parts of the world. People are going to, armies are going to come to kill Christians and see if they're committed or not. Those that don't have the word are going to fall. Everything is not like it looks. And that's what the Lord's been telling me the last 3 years. And I had to embrace these concepts. Now, so those who are listening to these broadcasts, pay close attention to what the Holy Spirit tells you. It's very relevant. And pray for people that you know and try to get them on board according to God's wisdom. Don't just do anything. Do what God give you to do. And ask the Lord how to do it. Because some people are only going to listen to the leadership they approve of. Those that really love God and those that are that those who got raised up to help others, to do this revival. He's doing it through people. Common people that just love him.
we don't always look like, you know, we're in the front. Jesus said, men that are first will be last, men that are last will be first. So you can't go by status anymore. You can't go by whether you're on TV or not. See, when those that are first, who God put first, they have the anointing to break the super yokes. They are first, but they don't always look first. You don't always look first. But you've been put in front of people that, you know, positionally, you've been, though some people have been put, what's the word, first. And they look last, but they're effective. And some people are last. They have reputation, just like Laodicea, but they're not effective. They have a reputation for being first, but they're not even in the kingdom anymore because God spit them out. But they still work miracles. So you can't go by it, and you have to help people get the word, the pure word of God in their heart, and drive out the darkness. It's going to become much more important because, see, the grace actually ends when Christ comes. If he come back and you on the wrong side running from him, there's no more grace. That's when grace really ends. Now, people love to argue the points of, you know, right to dividing, how it all. Now, grace don't stop when the tribulation begins, because if it did, people wouldn't get saved. Angels are going to fly in the air telling people not to take the mark. They still got grace. They can still get saved. So when the worst happens and people don't have the word in their heart, they will not make it. You can't win against Satan peeping at the computer, watching pornography, things like that. All right, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. It's the word of God in our heart, and we embracing it and acting on it. That'll make the difference. See, and we have authority over Satan, so the Antichrist and the false prophet is irrelevant to us. We're going to do God's will no matter what they say. Therefore, they're going to consume the wicked. Everything that's not of God, they're going to suck it in Satan's vacuum. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Stay in victory and be strong in the power of his might.